We are learning the second Bar Basra, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. We are beginning 5 lines from the top, at the end of a line. The first word of a line is Techelta. We're starting from the last word of a line. Rav Yehuda Hindu. Rav Yehuda from India, Mishtoi, said, "Oh, Vazina Chada, have a Azina Sinah." So I was going on a boat. The Chazina, who even Tava, I saw this precious stone, the Avahodala Tanina. It was surrounded by this snake, sea monster, Nochis Baramuroi. So the diver went down to get this rock. La Asuye, Osa Tanina, Kopoyel Mivula. The snake came and wanted to swallow him up. Swallow up the Sinah, swallow up the Sinah. Osa Pishkanza. So a bird came, paske l'reshe, and bit off the head of the snake. Asafichum, it was so much, such a big snake and so much blood. Asafichum maya b'avadama, the water of the ocean turned into dam. Also tanina, chavre, also chavre, the other snake, a friend came, shakle, vitalile, it took the stone, vitalile, and hung it onto the snake v'chaya, and it lived. It cured the snake. Hadasa, so the diver didn't give up. Hadasa, kabayi, balos vinasa. Again, now, I don't know if the diver kept on trying to get it, that's why, but the snake came again and tried to swallow the svina. Hadasa, tzipayra, so a bird came, paskila reshe. Pishkansa was a oyer of Nikeva, and this is also a different bird came, that paskila reshe, and came and cut off the head of the snake. Shaklula, he aventava. So the Baramrei took the Evan and Shadulus Vinase threw into the boat. Havahani Tzipari Malichi, in the boat there was these dead birds that were salted for eating purposes. Ba'adam with them. Asvinu Alahu, they put the stone onto the Tzipari. Shakluo Parklavade, it took the stones and it flew away with it. It took the stones and the bird took this. First of all, the birds got Tchiyas Samesim. And then it took the stone with it and flew off with the stone. And again, this Gemara also, Mashal learns, has shaykhis to Yishmael and Esav, as to the bird there, Ayin Shom, a bit different, it says, V'hod le'tinishu ma'achas ha'rishah, shu enochash ha'kadmoyin yishukain, Hashem, v'yesh le'ma, v'hod le'tavan, ta'anavas again, Ayin Shom, that he talks about, he brings it into all the Xeris Royas and the Golas. That's what this Tanina is coming to try to fight. It says, I'll read some of the Mashal. It says, Osa Tanina Kabay Lemivla Svinosa. Shagozru Alenu Xeris Royce. The Goyim with Goyis Xeris on us. I call Mishiasik Vitarik. This is Perikaroya. But over there are Giva. But Oma, I'd also Pashkansa to Malchus Yisrael. Shanukra Hashem Oyer of Nekeva. It's Malchus Yishmael. Malchus Yishmael, like we said before, yesterday's year, that Pashkansa is the Malchus Yishmael. They came and they saved Klai Yisrael. Upaskel reish shebe mechamas haim. Bahava dama, the shvichas dama, shos mechamas haim. It turned to dam, al shvichas dama, because the remnant of the shvichas dama that the Yishmaelim did. And then it says, va'osa tanina chavre, shokle v'tolei, who remnants of malchi chesed, shoy yiboy, kuman taninus v'chaveroi, the shokle even toy v'tolei, you see that they returned the Torah back. And then it says, another tanin came, which different malchus acheres, and different rasha came, and wanted to sink the Svina, which means want to be Goyes Xeris Royes. And then again Yishmael came, again the Tzipara came, which he says again is Pushkansa, which is Yishmael, or Paske Reshe, again he saved Klai Yisrael from the Xeris. V'shaklu Evan Tava, K'mesh Re'inu, B'chol Dor Al Aroi, V'malchi Yishmael, Shoy Malchi Chesed, Nostar Rashus Lonu, B'chol Machus, B'chol Mekabal Ol Tarim Mitzasav. The Mashal is saying is that the if you look in history, the Yishmaelim always let Klai Yisrael serve Hashem and do the mitzvahs and learn Torah, and they always came and protected Klai Yisrael from the Malchus Harisha, from the Goyim, from Esav that was trying to stop them from learning Torah. That's what he says. It says Moshe Rinu, Va'amar David Tzipori Milich Ba'adon Heim Shlifi Gzeira Vitzipori Remez Otama Torah Oiskim and Fatim Torah. So he says, Bekitzav, they all died with Golas, and they took it, the parchu became a grushim sha'avrele varatzes. So they flew off with the bird, the Evan, which is a Torah, flew off with the bird to all over, all different aratzes, and that's what a Torah is, spread out all over. Ayin Shom D'Mashah, that tries to explain the Gemara, I'll pee that. Torah bonam aysib rab liyaz rab Yeshua, shahayu bom v'svina. Rav Lezer Rav Yeshua coming in a svina. Vayar v'leyaz yashav, Lezer was sleeping, Rav Yeshua near. Rav Yeshua was up. All of a sudden, his dazer Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua got very scared. When Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar woke up. He said, what are you so scared about? I'm like, Mazdan Yeshua, what's going on? Why is he scared? I saw a big light in the Yam. Like the Ben Yodah explains that we had the first Amud of the Perek, that on top of a big tsunami wave are these white, it looks like white fire on top of the wave. It's the Malach, the Hamazik. And he saw this light. He thought that's what it was. That's what got scared. Amaloi, so Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Shua, Shema Inov Shel Avyasan Risa. Maybe he saw the eyes of the fish, the whale called Avyasan, the Chsiv. Einov, that is the eyes of the Avyasan Kavapai Shachar. It's like the lights of the morning, like the sun. So that's what it was he saw. Omravashi, Omlihu Huna Barnos, Zimna Chodavaka Zimna Madra. He was one time walking in the Midbar. And he had food with him. He had a side of a piece of basar, basically the hind legs of a animal, ba'adon, with us to eat. Paschana, we opened it up, nakrina, we did nikur ha'gid, we took out the gid ha'nasha, the other gidim, and we had to roast it now. Manachna isvi, we put it on this grass that turned into coals. Ad-maisinon tzivi, we went to get more wood, firewood, chalom. It healed itself, which means we opened it up, take out the gid, now it closed back up. Chalom atma, the atma closed back up. V'tavinon, and we roasted it. Ki hodin l'bos treis yarech yishos, so we came back 12 months, a year later. Chazinu lahanu gumri, we saw the coals, davakom alachshi, it was still on fire, the coals. So we saw two nisim. First of all, that the meat closed back up, and also these coals lasted for a year. Kerasolik ha'meid ha'meim ha'amali, ahu isva, that grass that you put it on was called samatri, which is good for healing a wound. Samatriava, Hanagumri, those coals, the Risma Hava. It's called Gecholim the Risma, which is a certain type of coals that don't go out so fast. And by Samatri, we find the Gemara in Chulin and Bamitsiya say that it's something, I think they were talking about if someone got killed with a sword, if you use a Samatri, it'll heal. So there's the special grass that could make the skin heal back together. It says in the Pasuk in Parashas Bereishis, the big animals. What are the big animals? Here they tie it, means the re'im of the yam. The re'im is like what we have on land, a huge buffalo. It's arzile the yam. This is the leviosam that was a zacha and a keva. The zacha was a nachash briach. It was like a straight snake, like a beam. And the leviosam, which is in a keva, which was like a snake that is wounded. Shenemar, b'yemu yifkar Hashem b'char b'yakasha. And it says in this pasuk there are two leviosans. It says b'yemu yifkar Hashem b'char b'yakasha v'agadoy levachazaka al leviosa nachash b'riach v'al leviosa nachash akalasan v'horgas tanashav yam. So he says that when it says that taninim, it means the two huge leviosan, zacha and akeva. Omrav Yehudom Rav, komasha bara kosh baruch hu ba'olam, everything, all the animals, all the species that kosh baruch hu created in this world, zacha v'nekeva barum. He created a zacha and akeva. And af leviosan, Hashem created zacha and akeva. Nachash briach, briach leviosan, nachash akhlasan. There was two zacha and akeva. Zacha v'nekeva barum. The problem is, if they would mate with each other, the whole world would be destroyed because you have this huge fish. Sirius is a zachar. He made it, the zachar can't have zera, can't have children. And he killed in a cave. And he salted it for the tzaddikim, lost love. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, v'harag is a tan nashmiyam. Hashem killed one of the taninim, the tanin, which is the Nekeva. And we'll see in a second why the Nekeva, why not Zacha, and also why do you have to kill him. But in any case, why do you have to do both? Why do you have to do a serious Zacha of a Harga Nekeva? Just kill the Nekeva. Why do you have to be serious Zacha as well? So Rashbam explains, two pshatim, Zacha the Rashbam inside, serious is a Zacha, Shlo Yizokik the Shara Dogim. So it shouldn't mate with other fish. Inami, Lo Lahavle, it's Sar Taiva. So two pshatim, why, Karish Baruch Hu, huh?
What's the first shot?
First of all, he might mate with all the fish.
No,
that's the Mitzaris. Why do you make the Mitzaris? If you killed in a cave, what are you worried about? You killed in a cave. Okay, killed in a cave. We'll see why you have to kill in a cave. The Mitzaris asked that question. But we killed in a cave. If you killed in a cave, why are you making the Zachan to the Mitzaris? And that we're answering, it shouldn't mate with other dogim, or it shouldn't have a time. Zonat Gemara Vayta. It says in the pasuk, it says Ba'af Behemois Bahari Elef Zochar Keva Barum. There's also something called a behemois, which is a very huge animal on land, and there also Hakadosh Baruch Hu created Zochar Keva. The Malin is Kogam Zelazeh. If they would be, they mate with each other. Rachim Kalam Kulay. They would destroy the whole world. We don't know what type of animal this is. Some huge animal. Ma also Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Sirius Hazacha, but Tzinin Akeva. What Hashem did was Sirius Hazacha and Tzinin Akeva. He made the Akeva not be able to have children. Didn't kill it. Vishamram, we'll see why in a second. Vishamram, Letzadikim Laslava. And saving that Akeva, both of them, or maybe that's the Girsa, Letzadikim to eat Laslava. And Shech them and eat them Laslava. Shinam, it says in the Pasuk about these behemoths. He didn't know Kayachim and Masnav. His kayak is stuck in the muslim, in the waist, it didn't come out, the azera has not come out, as a zachar. Va'oinoi, and the kayach of the nekeva, b'shrir bitnei, still in the stomach, zunekeva, which means that kayach did not come out at la'poil, outside their body. So, freit the Gemara Kasha, you see, you had an eitzah by these behemoths, these huge animals, to be misaris the zachar, and be mitsanein the nekeva. So, hasam nami, by the lavyasin also, l'sarsi the zachar, be misaris the zachar, v'litzanein the keva. Why do you have to kill the nekeva? Our answer is dogim pritzi, that the dogim are pritzi and therefore won't help you mitzana them. That's what it says in the Rashbam. Because they're still mate, even though they're mitzana. Mitzana means make them cold. They don't have taiva, but they're so parrots. They're still going to mate. So you have to kill it. Why don't you kill the zachar and let the nekeva live? Why are you killing the nekeva? Tupshatim. The body says nekeva milcha mali. Salted herring of a nekeva is better than the zachar. The body says vakiv nechsev. It says in the pasuk levyasin zeh yitzar tosachik boy. And the Gemara says in Masechet Vayezara that shor revius hakaris baruch was yoshev umesachik im levyasin. Whatever that means. So we see that hakaris baruch was placed with levyasin. It's more by kavadik if it's a zachar, not a nekeva. And that's why hakaris baruch will let the zachar live and not the nekeva. So two pshat, either because the cave is better salted than a zachar, or because levazar is not zachar by. But how did the cave have oyuchara? It's not oyuchara to play within the cave. Afraid the Gemara, hakinami limuchal in the cave. Why don't we why do we mitzanein the behemoths? Why don't we just kill one of the behemoths, shecht it, and be moileichit and salt it for last love it? So the Gemara, kavra malicha mali. Fish that's salted is good herring. Bisra malicha limali. But salted basa is not as good. Beef jerky is not as good as herring. It's not as good. And therefore limali. Vamrav Yehuda. Vamrav. Vishash of Bikach Karas Baruch Hu L'Rabbi Sa'ilam. When Karas Baruch Hu wanted to create the world and make continents in the world, the whole world is water, and he wanted to make continents, Omboloi L'Sar Shayam. So he told the Sar Shayam, Psach Picha O'Bala Kol Mei Mishvelam. Open your mouth and swallow all the waters of the land of the world in order to make land. I have enough trouble swallowing my own water. I don't want to take on more water. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu kicked the Sarai of the Yam, the Malach of the Yam, and Vaharaga and killed him. Shneem is in the pasuk Koichi Raga Hayam. With his Koyach, he hit the Yam and was Svunasa in Machatz Rav. And with his Svuna, he hit the Rahab. What's Rahab? That's the name of the Tsar of the Yam. Rav Yitzchak, Shema Avinah, Sorry Shuyam Rahab Shemoy. The name of the Tsar is Rahab. Not that the water covers the corpse of the Sorry Shuyam. Ain Kol Ber Yochel Am Reichai. No one would be able to stand the smell, the stench of the dead Tsar of the Yam. Shnemar, like the Pasuk says, the pasuk says, "Lo yoreu v'lo yashchisu b'chol har kachi ki molar as deyas Hashem kamayim liyam mechasim." So kamayim liyam mechasim. What does it mean? Mayim covers the water. Water is water. It has water cover water. So altik liyam mechasim al sorah shol yam mechasim. The water covers the sorah of the yam. The minister of the yam, the malach of the yam, the water covers it, and because of that, we will not be able to stand the stench. The Yarden, it originates from the pond, the river called Maris Pamayis. Then it goes into the Yam of Shal Sifchi. That's a small yam right before the Tver, right before Yam Kinneret. Over Yam Shotveria, then it goes to the Yam Canaris. And it goes down to the Yam HaGadol, which is a Pella. Anyone knows a little geography knows that the Yarden is on the right side of Eretz Yisrael, which is the east. And the Mediterranean Sea, the Yam HaGadol, is on the west side. So how in the world does that go from there to there? It's probably 100 miles or 200 miles away.
River to the sea,
yeah. So you have to know what it means. There's some say it goes underground maybe there, and it's a big shadow what it means exactly. And it goes to the mouth of Yosem. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Hein Yashik Nahar, Blo Yach Pais Yiftach, Ki Yegiach Yarden Alpiu. It says that the Yarden will go Lepiu to the mouth of Yosem. Maskor Rav Ba'ula, that Pasuk, Hai Behemoth, Bahari Alokseb. It's talking about behemoths, the big behemoths. It's not talking about the Leviathan that says the Yarden up you. Elam Rava Ba'ula, Emesai behemoths Pari Alef, Betuchois, Bizman Shemegiach, Yarden Pimshal Yosem. Which means that those behemoths won't be killed, lost alive, to give out to the Tzadikim until the Leviathan is killed as well. So, calls man that the Yarden is flowing into the mouth of Leviathan. The behemoths are batuach; they're still alive. They are confident that they're still alive. So, emesai behemoths hari elef batuchos. When are they batuchos? Bizman shemegiach hayarden b'fiv shal yosem. Simon Yam and Gabriel Rav. That's a simon. So, the Gemara writes the Gosh Rav Dimar Yechon. My dechsev. What's found in the pasuk? Says ki hu al yamim yisod. Hashem was yaseh the world, which is Eretz Yisrael, which the best world was created from. Were meyusid, were established al yamim val naharis right now, and it was established on the haris. Elu shiva yamim, seven rivers va'abon haris, seven oceans va'abon haris, and four rivers. Shemakipin zeret shol. Elu shiva yamim. These are shiva yamim. Yam shol Tveria, the sea of Tveria. Yam shol Zdoim, the sea of Zdoim. If you know what that means, Chara means the same thing as Tveria. Yam shol Chelis, Yam shol Chalsa. Not sure what this is. Where this is exactly. The Yam Shal Sifchi, the Yam Espamia. Now, we usually tie to Espamia to be somewhere near Spain, but here it doesn't make sense because here is around Eretz Yisrael. So, again, the much of what where Yam Espamia is, we also have a four in the Gemara, Mechas Abayis, that Espamia is the Keni, Kinesia, and Kadmoni. One of them is Espamia. And they also Shvet say it's Spain. So, you see, there's another Espamia besides the one in Spain. The Yam Agadol, that's the Mediterranean Sea. Ve'elin Arba Naharos, that Eretz Yisrael is established on is the Yarden, the Yermach, the Kirumyoin Upiga. These different rivers, again, that they're not exactly sure where these rivers are. Some have versions that these rivers and oceans, some of them are in Lebanon. But upon them, Eretz Yisrael is surrounded by different seas. It's seven seas and four rivers. Gosar of Dimi, Aram Yanisin, Osher the Gabriel, Lases Kenigia, Imlev Yasin. The Gabriel will do a hunt with the Leviathan. Well, basically, he'll hunt the Leviathan to kill the Leviathan. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Atapadaf Ayin Ham and Aleph, like it says in the Pasuk, Timshech Leviathan Bechiko, Uvechevel Tashkia Leshoine, which means he's in a chiko is loshon of a hook and a rope. They're going to run after Leviathan and try to catch Leviathan with a hook and a rope, like a fishing. You cannot reach him. It says in the Pasuk, the one who created the Leviathan will bring close the Cherev in order to kill Leviathan for the Tzadikim. When the Leviathan is hungry, a hot ear comes out of his breath, and it cooks up, which means it makes everything bubble, basically, boil, all the memois, even down deep. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Yarsiach, that the water will boil, kasir metzula, like a boiling pot. Vilmoli machnes roish gan eden. And another thing is that if he wouldn't stick his head into the gan eden, this is the Yosan, enko beria loch ilam v'rechoy. No one will be able to stand the bad breath of the Leviosa when he opens his mouth when he's hungry. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk that Yam Yosim Kimerkacha. He made the Yam like a besomim place from sticking his hand into Gan Eden. And when he's thirsty, the Leviosa, and he takes a drink, Oisa Tlom Tlom Yam, makes these different ridges in the Yam like it's like plowed. Shneimar, like it says in the pasuk, Achrov Yoir Nesiv, which the Rashbam teaches means Kishashasa, when he drinks Yoir Nesiv Ayam, will be exposed the pathways of the Yam. Omer Avachav Yaakov, Ein Tohim, and after he takes a drink, Ein Tohim Choydelo Esonoi, the depth of the water does not go back to his strength at Shivim Shana until 70 years. Shneimar, like it says in the pasuk, that Yachshoiv Tohim L'Seva. And Seva, what does Seva mean? Seva means 70 years. Ain't Seva, Pchusim Hashivin. Seva means 70 years, so it doesn't go back to its Tahoim for another 70 years after it takes a drink. Whatever that means, of course. This is, all these Gemaras obviously need explanation. I'll be sorry. One more Gemara. Omer Rabba Omer Yechna. Also, Kosh Baruch Hu, Suda La Tzadikim, Sorry Shalav Yasin. Kosh Baruch Hu, Lassad Lava, he'll make a big Suda, a big feast for tzaddikim from the meat of the Lev Yosem. Shnemar, it says in the Pasuk, Yichru alav chabarim, yachtzu ben kananim. So Yichru, Loshen Yichru, is a Loshen of food. Ve'ein keira el asuda. Shnemar, like it says in the Pasuk, by Shloima HaMelech, Ve'yichru elahem keira gedoylo ve'yichlo ve'yishtu. It says they made a big suda and they ate and drank. So you see, Yichru is Loshen of suda. Ve'ein chabarim el tam yichom. Shnemar, it says in the Pasuk, Hayeshevas beganim chaverim makshivim lekoyle chashmienis. You see, when it comes to chachamim learning Torah, they're called chaverim. And then it says in that pasuk, Yichru of chabarim, Yechtzu ben kananim. They'll split up ben kananim. Who's the kananim? Ben kananim, Elo. I skipped the line here. Vashar mechalko yisay vayischayru b'suk yishlayim. They split the rest of the food and they sell it in the Sukkah Yerushalayim. Rashi says you only can eat the Lev Yosin in Yerushalayim. It's like Ma'aseh Sheni, has a certain Kedusha. You only get Yerushalayim, so the rest go to businessmen who sell in Sukkah Yerushalayim. Shnema, Yechzu ben Kananim. Ben Kananim el Tagarim. Kananim are, Kananim, what's a Takana? Tagar, a businessman. Shnema, how do we know? It says, Kanan b'yodoy moizne mirma. Lashik oyev, talking about merchants, it says they love to rip off people. Lashik oyev, and they are, it's called a Kanan. The boys in a different pasuk, they see Canaan means Tagarim. Asher Shechrea Sarim Canaan Nech Be'aretz. You see that merchants are called Canaanim. It says Yachtzu Ben Canaan means that the merchants will split it up. And the Mashal also has a tzad that it means the Machzikei HaTorah. The Tzadikim will get the Suda itself. The Machzikei HaTorah will get the sell the Lev Yosef Yishlayim and make the money off it. We also find it happens to be in the Torah by the story of Yehuda and Tamar. It says that he married a Canaanite. Someone who was a Bas Kanani. And there it says, Rashi, Kanani means a merchant. Same thing with Gemara, we see, Kanani means a merchant. So this is going to happen, Los Lovey, with the Lev Yosef, and we'll continue, Metz Hashem, from this far, Rav Yechanan, and Metz Hashem the next year.